I must admit that when I first heard about this Y2K bug, I thought it was a bit of a joke. But when some of my wilderness warrior-type friends started warning me to stockpile food and buy a power generator, I figured it was time to take this thing a little more seriously. On the surface, the whole thing is rather funny. A small oversight in date code 25 years ago is threatening to shut down everything from traffic lights to cash registers. Being a Macintosh user myself, I figured it was poetic justice. After all, Apple computer buffs have maintained for years that their systems are superior. Their early programmers had the foresight to allow for a 4-digit year code. Now, smugness aside, being right in this case could be the booby prize. My home computer may be a Mac, but almost all the systems that it interfaces with aren't. Much of the coding that runs these systems is so deep that there is literally no way to correct the problem until the systems actually fail. So we're all just going to have to wait and see what happens when the clock strikes midnight on December 31st, 1999. Which brings me back to my eco buddies. They figure that the environment is going to be one of the big losers when this thing hits. Nuclear power plants, water treatment facilities, even environmental monitoring systems are all going to go offline. I don't think anyone can even begin to predict what that's going to mean, but I do think it's safe to say that it isn't going to be easy. On a personal level, most of us might be without water or power for several days or even weeks, so me and my Mac will be just as powerless as everybody else. The really ironic thing about this is that while the environment may bear the brunt of all this technology crashing around us, the closer we move to a more natural environment, the less of an impact the Millennium Bug will have. For my tree-hugging buddies out in the wilderness, it will probably be business as usual. The rest of us will just have to freeze in the dark.